We're just a little more than a week away from Halloween. Lauren, any plans with your son?
I'm not sure yet, but we did make a really good Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle costume.
So I guess wearing masks makes sense, but are you excited? Are you enthusiastic?
Yes, I think it'll be fun. We just have to find out a good way to do it.
Well, our producer Katie Campbell asked parents what they're doing to keep the fun alive this year.
Imagine. Your kids have been wrestled into their costumes. They are double masked. One mask to prevent the spread of germs, and the other appropriately spooky. They have commandeered your very best pillowcases. And they're already thinking about which pieces of candy they'll eat first, and which pieces will be left to ruin your very best pillowcases. Out the door they go. They rush down to the end of the driveway and look down the road to spot their first victim. House, and
nobody else is participating.
That's the nightmare scenario Gretchen Bahia wants to avoid this year. A long line of dark houses signaling to kids to keep moving and take their trick-or-treating elsewhere.
To kind of dangle that almost like a carrot in front of them and say, we're going to give it our good old try, but you're honestly not going to know until you go. There's not going to be a pre-warning, hey, we're not trick-or-treating. You just have to go and find out, and then you kind of have to deal the fallout afterwards.
She's not wrong to worry that neighbors won't be welcoming to her little goblins, better known as 14-year-old AC and 11-year-old Dane. Saskia Popescu is an epidemiologist for the University of Arizona and George Mason University, and she recently told us that Halloween is going to be tough to navigate in a pandemic. There's no getting around that.
Theoretically, people can wear masks under masks, right? But I really worry also how many people you're interacting with. Are those people also wearing masks? Because that's really the concern, right? Our interactions with people who are not wearing masks.
That's been a concern for cities across the state and country.
It's a tradition we all know and love, going door to door collecting buckets of candy on Halloween. But this year, the state says think twice before you do it.
Act of going door to door in groups, digging into buckets of delicious candy, risk it spreading COVID.
Out with some holiday guidelines. For instance, instead of traditional trick-or-treating, the CDC recommending that you prepare no-contact goodie bags and line them up at the edge of your yard or driveway.
Fall events, the 13th floor and Fear Farm are both back open, but capacity will be limited, and be prepared to wear a mask. But if you'd rather
go. The problem is, even if you take every precaution, you can't know if others will do the same. The guidelines we've been following are meant to prevent community spread. So Popescu says we have to think about how to celebrate without creating the perfect opportunity for the virus to spread. But that doesn't mean canceling Halloween altogether.
Try and maybe do something at home. Do a scavenger hunt at home, or if you are bubbling with another family, you can do a Halloween thing together.
I asked the Twitterverse for other ideas. Parents' creative responses included a murder mystery via Zoom, costumes using protective gear like hazmat suits, and something called a candy cannon. Or you could opt for a classic, candy in a bowl for kids to help themselves. Popescu says that's still fairly safe. If those suggestions aren't quite good enough, you could do like Angelina Beaudry and go a step further. Like, a lot further. She's driving her 6-year-old David to his grandparents in Massachusetts.
The drive is going to take us 5 days of 6 to 10 hours of driving. I have a ton of things planned for my little one that I don't really want to give away because he is an avid KJZZ listener, so he will probably hear this.
David loves Halloween, and even if trick-or-treating won't be the same in Massachusetts either, his mom wants to give him something to look forward to.
Even if I could just give him, you know, a like mini trick-or-treating experience at Grammy's house with his cousins coming over where, you know, they come to each room and knock on the doors and we give them treats and then have some like Halloween themed snacks for them. Anything that's kind of close to normal for him and his cousins is what we're striving for.
And frankly, any bit of normalcy would be a treat, even if that just means dressing up as a family.
He's been asking to have Halloween and if he could be Bowser or Venom for Halloween so that I could either be Princess Peach or Spider-Woman or something. I don't know. He dictates my costume every year. So I felt like this was the one thing I could give him.
Well, that and a heck of a sugar high. I'm Katie Campbell. Trick or treat.
You can find this story and other ideas for a fun but safe Halloween at kjzz.org. Lauren, it sounded like you already had good ideas, but did anything stand out to you? Anything you're going to want to try?
Yeah, well, the one thing I can tell you I won't be doing is driving across the country for it.